morning, Exotic Spirit. This is Brooke speaking. How can I help?
Brooke, it's Kelly Thomas, Lily Lola's mum. Hi.
Yeah, how you going, Kelly? Sorry about my phone turning, hey?
No, all good.
How's Lily going? Is she doing well?
She's doing great.
Cool. No feathers pulled out or anything like that?
No, she's actually got some new wing feathers that have come in that actually look healthy. So I'm like, that's interesting. But I'm curious what you have to say.
Great. Well, yeah, well, first things first, she's definitely a hen. So she's a little lady, which is good.
Yeah. Yep.
There is, I think, probably, she actually has probably the best results we could have asked for with the beacon feather test.
Yeah, cool.
So she doesn't have active viremia. So there's actually, the PCR is actually negative.
Yeah, cool.
It's a really low sort of titer on the actual antigen as well, so she's not, actively sort of shedding.
Yeah.
Her antibodies are actually high, which is
good. Yeah, cool.
So sometimes we see with these guys, we see no antibodies at all. We see tons of virus.
Yeah, yeah.
That don't do well.
Yeah.
So I think for her, like, because she's now, you know, in a good home, there's not
a
lot of stress. She always has food, everything.
Yeah.
Well, so I would expect her to live, honestly, she should just live a normal life, Kelly.
Yeah, well, it's really funny because these look like flight feathers and they look healthy. And I'm like, this does not fit the clinical picture unless exactly what you described. So that really fits with how she's looking clinically as well.
Definitely. That's it. So I think honestly, it's probably the best thing we could ask for. I would really hope that her feathers just, you know, replace themselves. I suppose it's possible she may have had like a really nasty mite infection that she's just chewed herself totally, but you know, she's like, yeah, it's very strange, you know. Hopefully she's cleared it, or she she shouldn't have problems.
Yeah,
she's in a good home, she's not, you know, overly stressed or anything like that, but yeah, typically we just check them out every 12 months and make sure she's well and blood every so often. But
quick question.
Yeah.
Socially then, in terms of if there was another bird, would you still recommend not doing that because of the close contact it would be with another domestic bird?
Yeah, look, have we tried it, like, with the mirror or, like, other
ones? Yeah, mirror, and I've been putting an extra reflective window as well, and she does chat away, but she mostly just chats away to the lorikeets in the outer world.
Yeah.
She doesn't dislike the mirror. She shows some interest, but she's not, like, attacking it, and neither is she, like, super interested in it, so...
Yeah, okay. Well, that's it, like...
May not be necessary anyway.
No, like, that's it. Like, if she was really super interested, I would say, like, yes, we should get another bird. We can get, you know, we could just get another bird that possibly might have a similar picture. Like, that'd just be really hard to try and find someone.
Yeah, I know, because I reckon a lot of people probably don't send off that diagnostic.
No, that's it. And, like, that's it. Like, even if another bird doesn't have it, you know, I would just hope that they could deal with it. But like sometimes lorikeets are fairly resistant. But
I'm surprised. It's good to know actually for when we get them through the clinic.
Yeah. Look, I think by yourself, like it's not the end of the world. Like if we start dealing with aggression and other issues like that, we definitely use a little hormone, the Suprelorin medication.
Yeah. She's been actually, I reckon, since we've cut back the fruit and she's getting more rest overnight, she's actually been better, even since I saw you. Can I ask you a quick question just to make sure I'm not looking at dodgy online sources? How frequently do you guys recommend lice treatment and worming for like a bird like her in her setting and situation?
Sure. Yeah, only treat the lice if they're present, and then deworm them once. If she like goes out in the grass or like has any sort of sort of floor or concrete, like aviary or any sort of style. We might do it regularly, but she should be fine.
I figured she was low risk. And worming sort of annually, because I'm happy to just let you do that when I bring her in to see you.
Sure. We'll look at her feces every year, and if we find something, we'll treat it. But because we've already done it, she shouldn't.
Yeah, she should be good. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. She's definitely looking better since we saw you. So I reckon that I didn't end up doing a work prep at work. So.
Okay. No, great. Well, that's, I mean, honestly, like, I think it's going to be, like, because she's settled, there's not a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So she should really just thrive. And I'd be really hopeful she just has a really normal, long life.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to let me know. Is it possible for you to email me the test results? Because I'd just love to have a copy of them. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah,
definitely. I'll send through everything we've got for us. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Keep up.